All right, Jordan Smith, some ups, some downs for you in the Triple Crown, I think. But overall, I mean, you look like you rode pretty good, and you had a horrendous crash that I'm glad you're all right from.
Yeah, I had a few pretty big crashes today. It seemed like two of them, one in free practice, Peters got into the wall under the tunnel and like kind of swapped, and I ran into him, and I ruined my bike. I didn't get to do free practice.
I missed that one.
Yeah, and then so I only got a lap and a half of free, and then felt good, and then the second main there, on the first lap, there was that off camber, and Peters went inside, and I thought that the rut kind of stayed a little tighter. I don't know if he climbed over it. I'm not exactly sure what happened there, but basically he kind of faded out into where I was doubling, by the time I was doubling, it was kind of too late, and he was taking off as I was landing on the jump, and we just kind of locked, and I really hope he's okay. You never want to get together like that. And so luckily I had a big one. I went kind of flying off and landed on the concrete pretty hard.
Your bike went like 30 feet.
Yeah. It was pretty bad. Luckily my bike wasn't mangled after it. And I was able to get back up and keep going. And then the red flag helped me out a little bit. And and then I was running in, I think, sixth in the last main, and just kind of by myself, and got a little ahead of myself in the whoops at the end, and caught an edge and went down in the corner.
Oh, I missed that. Okay, yeah.
And then I bent my rear brake whenever I did that, so it was like by my foot peg, and so I lost a bunch of spots because I was like stomping on my rear brake, basically. Right. So yeah.
When you have a big moment like that, your adrenaline's 170, your heart rate's probably higher than that for you. I guess a red flag like that is actually like the best thing, right? Because who knows where you would have been if that hadn't happened.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's always, you never want to see a red flag, especially whenever you go down with the person, like Kyle's a great friend of mine. So you never want to see a red flag. But in that situation, it helped me out. Yeah. And I don't really know what happened. Like I felt fine. And then they came up and they did an interview with me like on the line. Not sure why, and they didn't even ask me about the crash. They just asked me if the track was changing from practice.
So maybe it was just like random where they didn't even see your crash.
Yeah, I think so. They didn't even mention the crash, and I'm like trying to get my bike straightened out, and then I did the whole main. I felt fine, and I came off of that second main, and I actually puked twice before I even made it to the tunnel. I got nauseous like riding back to the tunnel, and I puked up all my strawberries and blueberries from the break before. So I don't know. Like I felt fine, and I felt fine after. Like it was just one of those things. It just like all of a sudden hit me. So, I'm glad to get away from tonight like healthy.
Yeah.
And I felt like tonight I was actually kind of in the race more than I have been. And Indy was not a good race for me. I was kind of riding around in 10th place, and so it wasn't good. And I felt like tonight I was in the race. Like I felt like, barring all the crazy, like if none of the crazy stuff happened, I felt like tonight was a good night for me to be on the podium.
Yeah, so. I think you were fifth or sixth. It was like 3, 4, 5, 6, all right there. You guys were having a good little race.
Yeah, after the red flag in the second one, I got a good start, and then Chisholm got around me. I messed up in the sand. He got around me, and I kind of had some bad lines that weren't really working out, and then found some lines, and I reeled Chisholm and Oldenburg back in, and I almost made the pass there at the end. So I felt like I was, I felt like some of the last races Oldenburg's been better than me in the mains, and I felt like tonight, I mean, he beat me, but I felt like tonight I was pushing to catch him in the mains instead of him catching me or something. So yeah, it was good.
All right, man. Thanks. Next week, shootout. Big one.
Yeah, it is. I heard there's a chance of rain, so hopefully it might not be good. So
right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.